The former British ambassador to Libya is Oliver Miles. Morning to you, Oliver.
Good morning.
What's your reaction to how Gaddafi was killed, first of all?
Well, we don't really know how he was killed, to be honest. But I've heard so many different stories.
Do you really believe he was killed in a crossfire?
I don't know. Do you know?
No, I don't. But it's hard to believe, isn't it, when you see Gaddafi surrounded by the rebels in complete control. It's hard to imagine them losing control of that to such an extent that he's then shot in a crossfire.
Well, I think in the fog of war, you're wrong. It's quite easy to imagine what could have happened. But let's assume that he was killed by the rebels. I deplore that, but I can understand it.
Because they needed to see him dead.
What was the alternative? They were going to take him, they didn't know where, to be handed over to somebody who hasn't got very much control, with the possibility that he would then be brought to some kind of trial, probably in Holland. Why should they contemplate all that?
Why not? That's justice.
Is it? Do you think that would be the right way to do it? I mean, you're entitled to your opinion. I think they're entitled to theirs. I personally stick by my position that I don't know how he was killed.
Yeah. But the European Court, many people see, Oliver...
It's not the European Court, it's the International Court.
The International Court, beg your pardon. Many people see that is the proper way to administer justice, and actually they would rather someone like Gaddafi was still alive so that he could... he could last an enduring punishment.
When you say many people, do you mean many Libyans or many foreigners?
Many foreigners.
Yeah, I think that's perfectly true. And that's why the International Court exists. But if you can imagine the situation that would have arisen if Gaddafi had been captured, had been held in a proper manner, and then the question arises, is he going to be sent to Holland to be tried, or are we going to try him? What do you think the Libyans would have wanted to do?
Yeah. No, I completely understand that. Where do you think this leaves the prospect now, here in Northern Ireland, of those victims of the IRA actually getting compensation?
Well, I was very interested to hear what Mr. McDonald was saying earlier, because it was more positive than I'd expected. I think if he's got these assurances from the Transitional National Council, I'm surprised, frankly, and I'm impressed that he's been able to do that, because to most questions, the Transitional National Council have been replying, we are not the government, we cannot make long-term commitments, we are in the process of forming a government and you'll have to wait until it's formed. Now, for that reason, I think it's... I would advise anybody who's hoping for compensation not to hold your breath. I think that there's bound to be a period, and I would say at least a period of 2 years before you will have a government in Libya which is competent to address a matter like this. And then, secondly, there's the point... And I know I sound as though I'm damping people's hopes and so on, but I think one's got to be realistic. There are a great many people in this queue. When you think that 1,200 Libyans were killed in Abu Salim prison and their families are asking for compensation, who is going to be in the front of the queue?
Geoffrey Donaldson has told us this morning that this is a priority for the British Prime Minister.
That may well be true. The British Prime Minister has made it very clear that he thinks the future of Libya is in the hands of the Libyans.